The research is connected to a current study looking at suicide prevention for people recently released from jail. Dr. Jennifer Johnson is a researcher on the study. She says in monitoring subjects with a risk of suicide, they began to see a trend.
Overdoses, probably, if I had to guess, our number one method we're seeing in our sample for people who are thinking about or attempting suicide.
Johnson says as many as 20% of overdoses could be attempted suicides. She says doctors treating drug overdose patients often don't ask if the overdose was a suicide attempt, and patients don't tell them. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.